Yeah, I don't know. There's something that intrigues me about her. She has this sort of like dead baby, like little smile. She's like
dead baby smile.
She's just a little like sort of vacant in the eyes, and she's just smiling.
Yeah, she's friends with Hannah G. It makes sense. She's
literally
like,
just snorted on the pod for the first time.
She is like, she's like a doll.
A little doll, a little Jenna Dewan Christian girl doll.
Oh my God, she's like.
And we stand.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Lee Blickley.
Lee, I feel shaken. Shaken to my core. It's like, sometimes you think you understand an institution. You have faith in its norms. You trust that that institution's leaders will follow those norms and just like maintain some semblance of order. And then overnight, everything you thought you knew is just destroyed.
By Hannah B. The beast is back, bitches, and she's bringing all sorts of turbulence to Pilot Pete's takeoff to love.
Oh man, there's so much for us to talk about. Before we board that plane and set off to our cruising altitude, we need to introduce our lovely guest.
One of our favorites. He works with us here at HuffPost. Can we all welcome Cole Delvick? We're so happy to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, guys. Longtime fan of the pod. Thanks for having me.
First time guest, longtime friend.
So excited. What a time to drop in.
Yeah. You are a real champion, sitting through all 3 hours and like jam-packed. So I think, you know, we kind of just need to immediately dive in. But first, I want to get everyone's just initial reactions to Peter as a lead. Mm-hmm. How are we feeling?
You know what? I love Peter. I'm already loving his vibe. I'm loving his family. I'm loving how much they've been on the show already.
His family
in 3 hours.
Like a key character in his narrative.
He's going to be like a Ben Higgins type. That's the vibe I'm getting. Very
maybe
nice.
Better.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe more interesting.
But he seems very interested in the women, getting to know them, spending time with each of them. He seems to be good at trying to balance everything. He seems open and honest. I've always been a Peter fan, though.
Yeah, I was more into him than I thought I would be. He's not overly articulate, mm-hmm. but, you know, he's
what
like...
What Bachelor is.
Yeah, his tux was fantastic. He's extremely cute, and I like his like visibly tortured soul. It's like it's a nice touch.
I mean, for the record, I was not attracted to Peter until I saw this Instagram video of him dancing with
Same.
Tyler C. And Tyler C. completely like faded into the background. It was like the Michelle Williams of this Destiny's Child
trio. It was a video of Tyler C., Dustin,
and Peter.
But
Peter's
front and center.
And Cole,
you are actually the one that flagged this to me, and we both agreed that like, somehow Peter had turned a corner and now he was hot.
There was like a swag in those dance moves I was not
the
expecting.
Hips.
We need to get more Peter dance moves because
I think we will. He
a little
danced
bit in
like,
the kitchen.
I think we will.
He danced 12 times. Okay, so the actual episode, I'm glad we're all feeling good about Peter. We start with a flash forward.
Like the first ever,
yeah.
right? We've never kicked it off a season getting to see finale moments that are so intense, I could not turn away from my TV. Usually the first few minutes, I'm like, oh, here we go. It's the opening package with the new Bachelor, and we're getting to know him. But they just threw us in this season.
I know, and it's a real Bravo move, like Southern Charm. If anyone listening has seen Southern Charm, every season they start with like some dramatic, out-of-context, last episode thing, and then they go like 4 months earlier, and it's really effective.
It's like an episode of Lost.
Yeah, it totally. Well, there were a lot of things that felt a little Lost, like Peter's mother like screaming, like,
bring her back. We need to go back to the island.
He's like full Jack. Yeah. but it seems like they're in Australia, and it appears to be perhaps the final rose ceremony. I thought there was only one rose there, and Chris is like, Peter, we just found something out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give you a heads up. And then all of a sudden, Peter's like pacing back and forth, like, I'm going to pass out. It's the last thing I needed to hear.
Yeah. And Chris is like, I'm not sure how all this ends. So that makes me feel like, did one of the girls leave? is Hannah B. coming back? Like, what is happening?
Oh, man.
I'm so excited.
And also, it's important to note that Peter and Chris Harrison have both been out there giving interviews saying, you know, this is going to be the first season where the ending isn't spoiled, and there's a reason for that. And, like, the only thing that seems logical is that it's not settled. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it... You can't be that sure that it won't get spoiled, given that, like, every other season has been spoiled.
Unless
it's, like, still in motion.
Yeah, or they find closure, like, you know, behind closed doors instead of out in the open.
It's not filmed or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Cole, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like Reality Steve is shaking. They're like, this, not this year, Reality Steve. I don't know. It was dramatic, but in terms of, like, Colton Fence jumping dramatic, it was a little, like... He's laying on the bed, like, a little bit emotional. I was almost like, what actually is going on? And maybe they're hyping up a little bit too much.
Oh, I'm sure. I also couldn't tell if the bed thing was actually happening at the same time.
Right.
Like, I suspect that may have actually been an earlier moment.
Some editing magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of misdirects. But, you know, I am intrigued. Again, we see Peter with his family. He's, like, preparing to be the bachelor. His family, as we know, is very invested in his love life, in his sex life. They're just very involved.
That's what I said. Have we ever seen parents so involved in the show? I don't think so. But I'm not complaining. I love them. I think they're fun. And his brother is so cute, too.
So cute.
Put him
okay,
on our
I did clock that
more.
Brother.
Right?
And I was like,
super cute.
Brother or cousin. Couldn't remember. And then during the vow renewal, we got another shot of him later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
brother.
What is his story?
What's his deal? Is he single?
Is he single?
You up.
Is he of legal age?
We'll fact check this later.
Yeah. and they really hammer home that Peter's mother is Cuban, which we got a vague mention of during Hannah's season, but it was interesting because they really framed him as, like, quite white bread during Hannah's season. And then this felt like a really intentional flip. You know, they show his family speaking Spanish a lot more. His mom is, like, talking about being Cuban. And it was just... I don't even know if it was good or bad. It was just, like, notable.
It was a rebrand.
Yeah, it was a rebrand.
Totally.
It was a rebrand.
But
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely on board with us understanding more about our leads and the people on this show, and it was kind of fun. And then Peter's off to the races.
Yeah, he has a little quick drive with Chris Harrison, a little therapy session. He's back at work. That's what I also love about Peter. He's still flying planes. Like, can you imagine?
I mean, I don't think you can just, like, stop.
But most of them just quit their jobs. They're like The Bachelor. They're like, oh, I'm not going back to work. But he's still
Ari
working.
Is still a failing race car driver, so.
We need to talk about that, montage of him walking through the airport and people coming up to him. Like, of course people are coming up to you as
There's
you dramatically
cameras.
Walk through the airport with a camera crew. And he's like, oh, what?
Yeah.
It was
and
too much.
And his full pilot. Know that I'm The Bachelor.
Yeah,
There's like
full pilot.
You know the producers are running around like, do you know that's The Bachelor over there? You should approach him.
Yeah. Handing out some bills.
Oh, yeah. God, there's a lot of good, like, just pilot-centric, catch-me-if-you-can vibes.
Yeah.
And Top Gun vibes. Like, they're just pulling out all the
stops. So many Top Gun vibes.
So many.
With him in that leather jacket.
Yeah.
Like, staring off into the sunset. If they don't do a cross-promo with the new Top Gun, what are we doing here?
they're definitely doing that.
Truly.
Top Gun Maverick.
ABC.
Absolutely.
Good.
Wow, that's a really good point. Like, they're getting paid. Yeah, that's happening. And Peter, after his drive with Chris Harrison, like, buttons up his crisp white shirt, puts on his cufflinks, he's ready. And then we get a few intro packages.
Mm-hmm.
We open with Alexa, who waxes vaginas for a living. I love her.
Small business owner. We're here for it.
Started cracking up. I was like,
the
I'm so
the American dream.
People trust me with their bodies, and I don't take that lightly. You go, girl.
I'm like, girl, Alexa, I want to hang out with you, which means that you probably aren't going to do that well on the show.
She seems a little too cool for the show. But I think she'll last a little bit.
Yeah. I think Peter was intrigued by her and, into her. Then we get Hannah Ann, who just looks like she was, like, printed from some, like, terrifying Instagram model, like, paint-by-numbers situation.
To me, she's like a Christian girl meme crossed with Jenna Dewan Tatum. Jenna Dewan.
Oh, that's yes.
Lose the Tatum. Sorry, Jenna.
She really struck me as Jenna Dewan, so now I will be referring her as
But
Christian
like less interesting.
Yeah.
Christian Jenna Dewan. I love it.
And her family was so into Peter. They're like already pretending he's like at the dinner table.
I know, but she was sitting and she's like, "You can be sitting next to Daddy-O soon enough." God. And I was like, "Oh, God."
Full body
shivers.
She's the one.
She still lives with her parents.
Yep. But so does Peter. So does Peter.
So, yeah. Then Tammy, who's the woman who petitioned to get on the boys' wrestling team by filing a Title IX complaint. So I'm like very poised to like her.
Her package felt like HGTV, like she was auditioning for Magnolia Network or
something. I would support it. Like, we've seen a few crossovers.
She was posing
Jillian
next
Harris,
to the
sense. JoJo and Jordan have really made the transition.
She knows exactly what her brand will be post-show.
No, that was really impressive with the wrestling team. I was like, please punch me in the face. Like, yeah. Let's do this.
Next, we have Victoria Paul, who I really like. I'm already digging her. She has a really sad story, but also very inspiring. Her dad passed away when she was really young. And then her mom fell into addiction, as did her sister. But now they're both clean and they have a really good relationship. But she seems so genuine. She seems like she's actually there for the right reasons.
And as we see later, she has some great glasses as well.
Yes. Oh, I love Demi. She gave me some Demi vibes. I was like, we need more eyeglasses.
Yeah, similar Demi look. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Kelly, who's an attorney. She works at her family firm. And the thing about Kelly is that she has met Peter before. It seems like when she got the offer to be on the show, but before filming, before she had committed, they ran into each other in the lobby of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
She was there for her best friend's wedding. I was, like, very torn about how I felt about Kelly.
Mm.
At first, I was like, yes, I'm so into her. And then, like, later on, there was something that just, like, viscerally I didn't love. And I don't know, still sorting out
maybe
my
the fact
there.
That she cheated. We'll get to that later.
Yeah,
I have questions though about this hotel meetup. I'm like, were you really there for your best friend's wedding? It seems like a little too coincidental. And then for them to then film at that same hotel later on in the episode where they met, I don't know.
Yeah, well, she was just in LA for
and they
her
apparently
friend's
like,
wedding. Like, I guess it's, there's not like that many.
I don't know, Emma.
Yeah,
and he was there, of course, for his 10-year high school reunion. So. It all makes sense.
Star
apparently,
crossed.
They danced in the lobby because they kept talking about, oh, we should dance again.
Also feels like a weird move for lobby dancing.
He loves to dance. It's very odd. My friend was like, no, do you think they hooked up? And I was like, honestly, I really don't. I think it would be, there's too much sexual tension there that indicates like an excitement without a follow through.
Next, we have Madison, who's super cute, bubbly. You know, she was a basketball star in high school. Her dad coached her. She's very close with her father. She wants to find someone just like
him. I can't with the number of women who just want to marry their fathers on this show. It's like every single one is like, I want to marry my dad.
And every single one's parents seem to be married for like 25 plus years. So.
And you know, that is the only thing that matters when when you're trying to get married. It's like, what is the state of your parents' marriage? Do you want to marry one of your parents?
Yep, it just all makes
sense.
Then
that is, you
that
know,
means you're going to be great for marriage.
That means you're going to be great or not. Like, it's just, it is what it is. And last but not least, or actually maybe least, because she got kicked off
I know, which
tonight.
I was surprised.
I was
sorry,
so
Marissa.
Surprised.
Yeah.
I know, Marissa, who has this, like, pretty intense story about being in pageants and how that kind of messed with her body image, and her weight sort of yo-yoed, like just sounds like she had not a healthy relationship with her body, with food, and has since, you know, come into her confidence.
Yes.
And now works as a patient care coordinator for plastic surgeons. She seems fine. She's very beautiful.
She is. I was very surprised. I was actually surprised by a lot of the girls who got voted off. Usually I'm like, oh, I don't even know who you are. But I, you know, a few of them I was...
You're like, I recognize her.
I recognize you after the first 45 minutes.
Oh, man. I was really having a hard time with the names. Everything was going so rapidly, which was good. Like, I'm glad we didn't get 2 hours of limo entrances.
Yes.
So let's get to those limo entrances.
Yeah.
Yay.
All of these women are just, like, ready. They're cheersing with champagne. Peter's like, this is going to be the most beautiful love story ever. Peter has like three lines. He's like, I love that. Wow. I'm in trouble. Hello, gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful love story. Beautiful dress. Yeah. Beautiful girl. Like,
I'm here to find love. I know my heart.
He's working up to the more complex sentences.
Mid-season finale, we'll get like a full string.
Yeah.
Love that.
Know what I do love? That. Peter's tux.
I do love it. He looked really good.
Wait, I thought you were going to say Lauren's bedazzled jumpsuit.
Oh, I that also too. Love we that. Will get to it. Have we ever seen a woman wear a jumpsuit on night one? We've seen a lot of jumpsuits.
Yeah, I don't think on
I
night
don't
one.
Know, or maybe not such a notable one.
Power like Pony, like she had she the was, whole thing going.
To me, that was maybe the best outfit.
Maybe best next to Hannah.
Hannah and also Sydney, the really like dangly, sparkly one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was, number two.
It was very cool.
I remember. I marked that. Number two dress. Beautiful.
I really support.
I need like a shopping a link jumpsuit. Below.
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't made like the YouTube like shoppable videos. At
Season
this point.
25.
Yeah. We're working up to it. It's just like full influencer integration at a certain point. So first out of the limo is Alea.
Low cut, silver, flowy gown.
She seems really sweet. Her grandma Rose wrote Peter a letter.
Again, I'm like, did your grandma actually write this letter? Because it makes sure that she gets a second moment to then open the letter and read
it. Honestly, it's
such
a good
move. Ploy.
It's a really good move.
It is, but like, is Grandma Rose going to date Peter or are you? Like, I'm a little confused.
I don't know. I also love that they were both like so shocked that they both have grandmothers named Rose. I'm
like,
look, my middle name's Rose. Every Jewish girl that I know has a great-grandmother, Rose. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of old ladies named Rose. It's not that surprising.
It's like growing up when everyone's like, my mom's name's Mary. And I was like, and mine, and my friends.
Yeah,
and
my mom's name is Nancy, and there's like, I have like 25 friends who, like Claire's mom was also named Nancy. Mm-hmm. Like there's just and Claire's husband, Greg, his mom is also named Nancy.
It's you know, like,
wow.
Like,
wow.
There is generational names.
The Nancys, the Rose, the Marys.
Like, but they're like, it's meant to be. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Grandma Rose.
My God. You
what a foundation. For this,
yeah, what a foundation.
For this romance.
as we said, Sydney has a great dress, the sparkly silver strands. She's from Alabama.
And this is when all the Hannah B. Stuff start. Like, a lot of their entrances were throwing shade at Hannah B. Just setting up that nice little cliffhanger we got.
Oh, you're right. This was like a series of,
yep.
You know, Hannah Ann comes in. She's like, I hope you have room for another Hannah.
In your heart.
Blah, blah, blah.
And that's when Peter goes, I'm in trouble. Oh, God, his first I'm in trouble. Ooh.
You're like, sorry, you're three women in. Yeah. Calm down. Sarah is not really notable.
She had butterflies.
She has butterflies. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hubba hubba. She said hubba hubba, and that's what I noticed.
Actually, that was a little cute.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was
they
cute.
They had a cute little entry.
Yeah. I thought it was cute.
It was a little bit of a spark.
He seemed pretty disinterested in her, which was surprising because she has all the
she's blonde,
checklist
pretty.
That you think would lend well. Lauren, again, with the jumpsuit, just fantastic.
Also a great little, you know, she says if it scares you, do it. Like, they had a cute little exchange.
Okay,
I liked
but
it.
That was funny. She's like, as someone I love always. I'm like, that's not like your friend didn't invent that quote.
Oh, my God. I was like,
my friend
I'm so
wrote.
Deep. I was dead.
But I loved it. Yeah, I was her, like, oh, I like your jumpsuit. I like you.
Her friend is like the anonymous in every like Instagram quote. Yeah. Where it's like, live, laugh, love. Like, my friend, as my friend always says, like, live your best life and dance like no one's watching.
Your friend said that? That's amazing.
God, so wise.
Next, we had Victoria P., who, again, love her. She comes in. She's like, let's happy dance the scaries away.
That was actually really cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, definitely
like,
silent. I don't know. I thought there actually was going to be like a choreographed happy dance rather than sort of like a free form dance moment, which actually maybe was good to loosen everybody up. My expectations for the happy dance were too high. And
also, I'm just like,
that.
I don't think Peter would do that well with choreography. Mm. Although, actually, no, I'm wrong because we just established he does quite well with choreography. Yeah.
Just a lot of dancing.
Wow. But I thought it was like a cute moment. I think I just like her.
Yeah, I like her too.
McKenna. Ugh. All I wrote for her is nice powder blue dress. Like, that's literally all I got.
Guys,
like, I just didn't like her the whole episode.
She already really annoys me.
I just wrote, she's going to be crazy.
She's a blogger. She's our token Canadian, but, like, not showing up well for
she's already, for
the
like,
great
the whole
North.
Episode. She's like, this is going to be an epic love story. I'm going to be Mrs. Weber.
Ugh.
I'm in love with him. I'm like, yeah, just met him. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure she's a lovely person, but she really was grating on me this entire episode. Mm-hmm. It was, like, real 22-year-old energy.
Well, we got some future clips of her also, like, breaking down, crying, screaming at one point.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
Yeah.
The
a lot to look forward
building.
To. Marissa enters. they do a little pinky promise. Kelsey comes in and is like, Hannah made a mistake. Then the flight attendants.
Oh, yes. They all start.
And didn't they all get kicked off?
Yes.
Last night?
None of them stayed. Because the minute the first one was like, and I'm a flight attendant, I'm wearing angel wings. He was like, you could see his face just drop. Like, oh, the producers did that to me. Like,
and then in succession, mm-hmm. we get three flight attendants.
Then his parents met in the skies, right? Mm-hmm. He should be into
this. He sure did.
I know. It's surprising. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe he's just like, I don't want any competition. I need you to be like overly impressed with mm-hmm. what I do.
Yes.
Maybe they know too much. Yeah, they know too much about the job.
They can't have that much contact.
Yeah, they know too much.
It ruins the appeal, maybe.
We had Eunice. She had the angel wings on. Then we had Jade. She comes in. Says she's a flight attendant. I think she had a little wing pin on her dress. And then Megan comes in and she's like, I'm here for the flight reason, says Eunice, actually. And I can't remember, what did Megan say?
She came out, did some signaling. She just came in with like an intercom doing, it doesn't matter. There were three flight attendants.
They're all gone.
None of them made it far.
Goodbye.
And then we move, after Madison comes
She's like
a giant paper airplane. She's like in it. She's carrying it. I thought it was cute. She has just a real like nice energy to her. Mm-hmm. She seems like she's having fun, and Peter is definitely into it. So then we move into a long series of sex jokes,
mm-hmm.
which it's so interesting because you remember even a few short seasons ago, like Chris Soule's season, Caitlin came in and made a plow your field joke,
yes.
and it was like the scandal yes. that lasted the whole season.
The off-color joke of the season.
Yeah, like it was so notable. And this is like women are just out here being like, my vagina's not dry.
Yeah, yeah. They told me there was a large package in front of the mansion.
Oh, that's Tammy.
Yeah.
Shein, I don't really know why hers was in here, but she gives Peter a barf bag. As like, I think you'll probably have some nauseating conversations, which yeah. I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Is this also the section where we got the woman in the suitcase?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. And the one rolling like, in on an airplane.
This like, was their transition to, like, sort of sexy, but, like, plane specific.
I have so many questions about the suitcase. Like, how long was she in there?
I don't think that long. Okay. I think they put her in at, like, the bottom of the driveway and then
rolled her up.
And I hope they left enough air holes.
I know.
Chris Harrison was like, that's some David Copperfield shit. And I started laughing.
I mean, it was impressive, honestly.
It was not that big of a suitcase.
Because you never really see him, like, come back in. But Chris was just like, I have to note, that was pretty impressive.
I thought it was, no, I'll go it back was sort of, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
no, like, that's something different. You didn't just come in on a plane. It was, yeah, Kiara, you know, she made it through, so.
But as for the sex jokes, I have a question. How many times did Peter have sex at the windmill?
Four.
Oh, right, four, because they reminded us every, like, four minutes.
Four?
For the entire
four?
Episode.
Four?
I mean,
it's
it
like
is
we
impressive.
Get. I mean, it is impressive. But, like, honestly, I don't want to have sex four times yeah. in succession.
But then we did find out that it's it was two at night and then two in the morning, which is
oh,
a little
true.
Bit
that's
of
it.
A different
Hannah gave us the full
impression.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're okay. You're right. That is very different, actually.
Yeah.
It's very. You need some recharging time.
You have an yeah. 8 hour.
I'm just like, my God. That's.
But that's a good point because then we had, like, Deandra mentions the windmill, Peyton, Jasmine. Then we get Katrina who comes out and she's like,
ugh.
I can't even say it. It's so inappropriate
You're
and wrong.
You're gonna fall in love with my hairless pussy cat. Oh, pussy cat, says Peter. It's just,
it was just so bad. I cringe.
One of the worst.
It was.
I think
bad.
She went home too, though. So
she did
it
go
was
home,
very
yeah.
bad. It wasn't. It wasn't particularly sexy. Also, like,
ew.
It's just like your pubic hair, or lack thereof, doesn't need to be a thing.
No.
Lexi, who is one of the two New Yorkers, she had come in a little red Corvette and made, like, I like to go fast joke.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, like, that's sort of funny.
That was yeah. a sexy entrance,
yeah.
I gotta
oh,
say.
Oh,
Peter
sexy.
Was like, damn,
I was
that's
like,
sexy.
Okay, Lexi.
She also looked beautiful. She had, like, a velvet
there
blue
dress.
There were
two good oh. velvet dresses yeah. going on. I was
She's
like, the
beautiful.
Real, the Reformation effect, you know?
I'm forgetting her name, but the woman who also said, I might have a dry sense of humor, and then
Victoria.
Put it, finished the joke,
Victoria.
And then reminded him later of the same joke that he then forgot,
yeah.
was one of the most painful things I've seen.
So painful,
was
but I was
old,
a little bit charmed by the initial entrance because you could tell that she had been like psyched up by a producer to make this joke. And she got there and was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And that felt relatable. Although I will say that there's been some unflattering internet chatter swirling around Victoria F.
Oh, really?
Including like a really poor choice of like modeling gig in which she reps some like Protect the Marlins, like Southern organization, like literally about fish.
What?
Yes. I don't know. She was involved in a modeling, but they have a horrific marketing campaign in which they have, it's white, blue, red, and black Marlins or something, or like white, blue, and black Marlins. And so they have White Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter Marlins shirts.
Oh, no.
And there's a shirt with a Confederate flag. It's very bad and racist.
Victoria, what are we doing?
And she's modeling for it. And she had to like already engage on Instagram and be like, oh, I guess I do really see now why this is super offensive and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, girl, you should have known. Yeah. That's real bad.
Just clean up your Instagram before you go on the show.
But it's not even her Instagram. It's like she's modeling.
Well, it's everywhere.
It's also just like, don't be racist.
That photo's going to follow, yeah.
Don't be racist. That's
Let's just hope she doesn't last long. I didn't like her at all.
I have a feeling she'll be around for a while. Then we have Jenna.
With a cow.
I liked this. Yeah.
The emotional
Ashley
support
B.
cow. I love that
funny.
Cow.
And she just literally drops the cow off and is like, bye.
I was like, she starts and laughing. I like that the emotional support cow was named Ashley.
Oh,
Ashley
I
P.
That.
Ashley P.
Ashley P. I'm like, that's good because there's usually so many Ashleys.
She seems Lauren. Cute, very friendly. I like her.
And some of the women cannot tell the difference between cows and ponies, which
yeah, it's a
is
pony.
They kept reiterating that.
Yeah,
I think it was
like,
Victoria.
It's a pony.
I was like,
I'm like,
clearly a cow,
ma'am, ma'am. We need to talk.
Let's go back to the barnyard.
Yeah. And then Savannah comes in, and this like really bothered me.
Yeah, this is
she
so great.
Blindfolds Peter and makes out with him,
but like touch like,
and
touches
him
his whole
without
body.
Consent.
Like it was just really. If a guy did that to a girl, absolutely not. So the fact that she's doing it, it's still the same thing.
It doesn't make it better.
He did not consent to that. It was ridiculous. I thought that was just very
I thought that
bad.
Was really awful.
Just gross.
I'm all about them including, like, more sexuality in this, but, like, you have to have consent.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelly comes in, and he is thrilled.
Yeah, he remembers
he
her.
He really remembers
he
her.
He was so happy.
He was so happy, which was, it was cool to see some genuine excitement. And I also would assume that there's something comforting when you're like seeing a million new faces, just any familiarity is helpful.
I mean, it gives her such a lead. Yeah, I think we have to be honest about that. Like, and they had a real spark.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
So that made me excited.
Yeah. Me too.
The girls are definitely not going to like her this whole season.
No, because she's definitely has like a target on her
back.
But
she's got like that Andy Dorfman vibe,
like
the Rachel
quiet,
Maisie
so
lawyer.
Right. I was
like,
trying to place it. That's
yes.
exactly
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she does. It's very quiet confidence. She's sort of like.
She seems very self-assured. Like, I like that about her.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. She's clearly very smart. Yeah, we'll see. I'm curious to see what happens with Kelly's arc. And then we get kind of just rapid succession, Alexa, Avonlea, and Natasha, who is our only 30-something of the season. And they're all the girls, at this point, it's probably like already 4 a.m. They're like, oh, my God, can we be done? I think there's 30 people here. Like, and there's one more limo coming. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why? Why?
Oh, my God. And I just got chills.
Steps. Hannah Brown.
She looks so good.
So
it's
good.
That Dancing with the Stars workout, dance, diet, body. I mean, she always looks good, but she looked great. And he was just like not
Peter's
expecting
face
that.
Yeah. Was so fantastic during this. It was the most genuine, like heart dropping shock.
I mean, I knew she was coming and I still like gay gasped when she walked out of that limo. Like they had blown it all over the commercials, but I was still so shocked.
But then, like, I'm like, yeah, she's going to join the show. And she just gave him back his wings.
Oh, I knew she wasn't going to join the show. I think I'm going to say, like, she's not joining the show.
Yeah. Well, she was.
All.
There's no way
do
she could, but we
this?
Can dream.
We do.
Okay.
You never
she
know.
She was
ABC.
Filming Dancing with the Stars at
right.
this time.
But ABC could
nah.
make.
Lee. Absolutely
I
not.
Just have hope. You know, this marketing, these promos.
They're really
just, like,
working on
Lee
you.
And I are such suckers. We're
like,
she's joining.
No, no, no. Look, I am holding out hope that she is going to be included in the narrative arc again, but I do not think she's joining the show. And I do not think Peter's, like, ending the show to leave with her. So, like, the show will go on mostly as normal, but I'm holding out hope. But yeah, she's not going
to
join.
The Hannah stuff.
We'll get to the Hannah stuff. She gives him back the wings. The women are freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. Truly.
Which
I would too.
I understand.
Hannah. I'd be very mad.
Yeah.
And also, you're so tired at this point. Like, I always think of the first night filming as like an exercise in torture.
Yeah.
I mean, these women have to get ready. I think they have to be ready by like late afternoon, but they aren't actually brought to the house until probably in like the 8 or 9 o'clock hour, the first limo. And then by the time they got to the rose ceremony,
it was
sunrise. Yeah. It was after 6 a.m.
And they had been drinking. Like,
yeah, they film about 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And they're sitting for hours with nothing to do. So I understand being like, another fucking limo.
There was a great shot where Hannah was meeting Peter, and then you just see two women in the background sprinting across like the column entrance. Like, they're just all in a craze.
It's chaos.
It's chaos. And it's only the first night. I love it.
I know. Also, like, some of the women got pretty damn drunk.
The alcohol was flowing.
Which was funny. Yeah. Like, because they still are limited, I think, to the 2 drinks an hour, but that you can get quite sloshed on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some good little drunky moments. Yeah. I enjoyed.
Yeah, when Savannah called Peter a buttery, flaky biscuit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of biscuit talk. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was like, are you just really hungry? Because I would be.
That made me want a biscuit. But
yeah. So Peter comes in. He's like, that was, you know, I'm sure you saw Hannah, but like, we're all good. She just gave me my wings back, and now I'm ready to go and like find my wife. And Pete and Alea chat first. They read the grandma's letter. It's sweet. I think she'll be middling. It's my my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. What from the cocktail party? Did anything like really stand out to you guys? I don't think we need to, you know, go over every single detail.
I just always think it's funny when like they show the first impression rose just sitting, waiting, and all the girls are like, oh my God, the rose is here. He's going to pick somebody. I just think it's so, that always kills me.
But oh, yeah, they just do it to like, fuck with them.
No highlights. I feel like it was kind of basic.
Yeah, I mean,
there's some golfing, there's some dancing.
And that was Sydney. Yeah, like giant paper airplanes like, not being thrown with Madison, which was cute.
That was
funny. And those came back. We just see him sort of like having fun with a handful of the women that clearly made like a really good first impression. And then we get a real lengthier conversation with Hannah
Ann. Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels really obvious early on that Hannah Ann is going to be a major player this season.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls him a couple times, which angers some of the other women.
She's that girl.
Which I was, you know, usually that girl's framed as like the villain, but I think we've seen the last couple seasons the progression of like, no, you get why someone would pull the Bachelor or Bachelorette multiple times. And so what was apparent to me is like there wasn't a clear like villain that was emerging. I feel like they were trying to do that a little bit with Hannah Ann, but then she sort of cut that down being like, no, like go get him right now. Like you can do this too. So I was like, are we trying to position her as a villain? But then I didn't feel villainy vibes.
I didn't feel a clear villain vibe, but I wasn't into her vibe.
Mm. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
She was a little intense. I feel like I get it maybe later on when you want to keep stealing him, but the first night there's just 30 women.
I think three times is not, that's, steal him again once.
Yeah.
Like the third time I felt was not a good look.
The second time I was like, cute, she's showing that she's interested. But the third,
I don't know. You gotta just get your time. I don't know.
I get it, but I think I'm just the type of person who would be very nervous to make enemies of the other women.
Oh,
like I'd be
absolutely.
Like, I started a show called Here to Make Friends.
Yeah, Here to Make Friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never, but I sort of respect.
I respect it because it's the opposite of
what I would ever do. Yes.
But Hannah Ann is like, my parents have been married for 26 years, which means I'm 26 times more ready for marriage than anyone else. And I painted a painting for you with my dad.
And he, like, loved this. And I was like, really?
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good.
It's like her and her dad watch Bob Ross together. Yeah. And they sit and paint.
I also found it so odd that she was like, I'm so nervous because this painting is so personal. I'm like, it's just like where you live.
It's like a landscape.
She's like, it's a landscape. And I was like, are those mountains?
I'm gonna like paint my boyfriend the New York skyline and be like, I'm so nervous to give this to you because it's just like really personal. Yeah. Manhattan. It's very personal.
I also did it with, I painted it with my dad, and that makes it 10 times more personal because I want to marry my dad one day.
Okay, thanks.
And then he, like, kisses her hand, but if you go back and watch it, he's actually, like, kissing his own hand. Like, it was a very weird, like, he grabs her hand and then brings it up, but he kisses his own hand. I was dying, but go back and watch it. It's great.
Okay, well.
I think he was just, like, in a moment where he...
The painting just took him so by surprise.
He didn't even realize his own
hand
was...
Lost his own faculties.
And we get a little bit into, you know, some initial tension between the women. Natasha is kind of like, I'm going to be more reserved. I'm not making out with him. I like to be mysterious. And he seems to think that, too. He's like, you're mysterious, Natasha. And they start to actually have a conversation. And then McKenna saunters in and starts throwing paper airplanes.
Yeah.
It was a real clash in energies. And I was like, this is the oldest woman in the house and the youngest woman. And they are legitimately 10 years age difference.
It was
so... I felt for Natasha. I was like, I would be annoyed by this, too.
But then we got the best catchphrase ever, cats and rats.
Which apparently is going to be a thing this season.
And she's like, I consider myself a cat. And I was like, you know what? In this day and age, cats, it's awful.
In this climate, a cat.
In this climate, you really
want to
be a cat?
Have you been to the movies? Yeah. Do not be a cat.
She's like, I, like, consider myself more of a Mr. Mistopheles. Like, it's just the type I am.
Oh, that was a missed opportunity for crossover, too.
So missed. I don't think
ABC's like,
do not. Oh, my
God, that is,
like,
that's where cats went wrong.
Truly. It would have saved it.
So good. And then we also had, this is when Tammy, like, cuffed him, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And made out with him.
That was really another on the line.
This whole section was.
Situation.
I feel like it is going to be, like, a sex-heavy season of the show. Yeah. Like,
which they did with Nick, too. It's like, once they acknowledge that Elite has had sex, they're like, well, we better talk about it all the time. They're like, oh, my God, you've had sex. Everyone should talk about it.
Yeah.
Just to remind everyone, this person has had sex.
But, yeah, he was, like, blindfolded, handcuffed. I was like, we're getting a ball gag soon. I was like, what is happening?
She's like, I just brought my cock ring with me.
She's going to go in the back room really quick.
It's a catastrophe. Catastrophe. Hannah Ann, again, is just, she pops on in. That was just aggressive.
Reminder, McKenna's grandparents were married for 61 years. Top that, bitches!
And he's just like, she's number one on my list now. He's moving them around by marriage and their family. I love that.
I just love the idea that, like, your grandparents' marriage has, like, some moral bearing
just
on
like,
you.
And?
Yeah.
It's like...
Cool story, bro.
They're just exhausted at this point. They're just going to stay married.
Portianne. Is given real anxious energy. And I related to it. Like, Shianne spends the whole episode, like, vaguely crying and feeling very frustrated and a little bit rejected. And I was like, this is exactly the kind of nightmare I would be on this
show. Like, what your experience would be.
Yeah, like, I would just feel, like, so, you know, put upon the whole time. I would feel like I was just, like, being rejected and, like, was, like, losing a competition with all these women that I didn't even want to be in. Like, I felt for her.
Was there ever a point in either of your lives where you would have gone on The Bachelor?
No.
No, okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, same, no.
Cole's like, yes.
I mean, I think, Cole, you should be The Bachelor.
Oh, you stop.
I love it. But he has a really cute boyfriend.
I know.
Sorry, ladies.
We've all seen him. We've all been on Instagram. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Cold taken, ladies. Sorry. Victoria F. gets really, really stressed. This is where she reminds him again of the joke she made, which he had, like, half forgotten, but definitely did remember when he was reminded of it. And then she starts crying because she wasn't memorable enough. It was like, oh, God, this could be a long, long
That was peak
season.
Cringe for me for the whole episode.
And then, she
so
cried
bad.
For the rest of the night.
Kelly and Peter chat. They have a great vibe. He's like, why are you single? How are you still on the market? Which is, like, the worst question you can ask someone. You're like, because I haven't met someone that I'm into?
Yeah.
Who was into me? Like, that's why.
Again, the spark is there.
Yeah. And then, Lee, as you said, Peter grabs that first impression rose and...
Yeah. No, I skipped every other woman and I'm just like, let's get to the first impression.
I mean, that is the note. That's the important thing. Look. And it's Hannah Ann.
Shocking.
I wasn't into it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something that intrigues me about her. She has this sort of like dead baby, like little smile. She's like
dead baby smile.
She's just a little like sort of vacant in the eyes, and she just smiles.
Yeah, she's friends with Hannah G. It makes sense. She
literally like, just snorted on the pod for the first time.
She is like, she's like a doll.
A little doll, a little Janet Dewan Christian girl doll.
Oh my God, she's like.
And we stand.
I love it so much.
I think we like actually got the same impression of her, but like. That intrigues different you, and I'm, like, horrified.
I will have you back on weekly just to be like, how are her dead eyes this week?
Well, I think they're going to be with us for quite a while. Yeah. So.
But I just, like, I felt like she gave, like, no fucks, and I like that.
Well, that's why she got the first impression, Rose. I don't know. I thought Kelly might get it.
I thought Kelly was going to get it, too. Yeah.
I think Peter probably tactically realized it wouldn't be wise to give it to Kelly.
Agreed. Yeah.
I don't think there's that track record like it is with the Bachelorettes. Like, when they give the first impression rose, that person ends up winning. I don't think that's the case.
Oh, no, no. The Bachelors are a much worse judge of who they actually like.
Yeah.
Just, I mean.
So I think she'll be around, but yeah, I hope she doesn't
win. I don't know that she'll win. Who knows? We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we break down a whole lot more from the premiere of The Bachelor.
And now, back to the show.
And then they start the first rose ceremony, and the sun is fully up. One of them even references that it's morning, which is so interesting because they usually do not. Like,
yeah,
try
they don't
to,
even
like,
acknowledge it.
Yeah, they don't acknowledge the timeline, but they do here. And roses go to Victoria P., Madison, Kelly, Lexi, Savannah, Lauren, Tammy, Alea, Jasmine, Sydney, Natasha, McKenna, Courtney, Deandra, Sarah, Alexa, Kelsey, Peyton, Kiara, Shianne, and Victoria F. Literally don't know who 75% of these women are.
You did that without really even taking a breath. I'm impressed.
I know.
Yeah.
And you got those names down.
McKenna is just like, wow, me and Peter have the greatest love story of all time. She said it 5 times already. Which means that eliminated are Marissa, Katrina, Jade, Kylie, Megan, Avonlea, Eunice, and Jenna. So goodbye to the emotional support cow. Goodbye to all the flight attendants.
Yep. Goodbye to Marissa.
Avonlea was not so heavenly.
I know.
She
great
really
name.
Got
I
know. Screen time. She's a cattle
she
rancher.
She did. And she looked gorgeous. She had that white dress on. Had,
also,
like,
I didn't
cape.
Even connect that the cattle rancher did not bring the cow.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
Good point. She was probably like, damn it.
Yeah.
They both got sent
they
home.
They both got sent
That's
home.
Okay.
Yeah, not
cows aren't Peter's thing. Cats, however.
No.
Are.
I was surprised about Marissa, though. I don't know. That was the one that I was like.
Because they gave her a lot of screen time.
But they always love to do that. They always throw in at least one or two intro packages of
to
people
shock us.
That, like, or just that they have interesting details about their lives, but they don't make it far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next day, Peter is just like out there living his best Top Gun life.
Looking good.
I couldn't. I don't know why, but his jacket really reminded me of that jacket Annette Bening wears in Captain Marvel, this like brown leather jacket. And I was like just getting major Annette Bening vibes from him the whole time, which really undercut or maybe emphasized his sexual prowess.
I'm almost like, that might be a real compliment.
It was just like Top Gun without the homoeroticism. And I was like, what are we doing here again?
You're like, what's even the point?
Why are we watching?
Annette Bening.
At one point, Peter's just like suddenly shirtless. And,
not
like,
mad.
Spraying off his tiny plane.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say something else there, spraying off.
Nope.
Another snort.
Is fantastic.
Oh, my God. This is just cracking me up today. But yeah, you have to have a shirtless bachelor moment. You can't be the bachelor without
but
it.
But I like that they didn't go, like, too hard.
Well, Colton was,
it,
like,
you know?
In the shower for about 25 minutes.
Yeah, like, Sean and Colton.
Sean
it's
and
just,
Colton.
Like, a whole season of showering.
Yeah.
Also, notably, really glad they ditched the weird, like, Colton in bed style videos for Peter.
Yeah,
hope that doesn't happen.
The video journals,
No vlogs. No more vlogs. The first date card arrives, and it goes to Hannah Ann, Kelly, Deandra, Tammy, Courtney, Shianne, Victoria P., Jasmine, and Victoria F. Look up.
This was a really fun date.
Yes, but also is like my nightmare. I'm like, you have to perform physical challenges like and do math on national television.
The math component like shook me to my core. That I would have to like divide in front of a live audience. Like, oh my
it's
God.
The kind of thing that I'm like, this is basic and I definitely can do it, but I could see myself just like panicking.
I mean, I got all of those answers wrong. I just want to be totally clear.
This is like, this is why I've auditioned for Survivor like 3 times because I love this kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is a challenge.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
Awesome.
No, this isn't my nightmare. It's like having to do something I might not be good at and be harshly judged for it in front of an audience.
Yeah, but
like,
haven't done
truly
math.
A nightmare.
Yeah, haven't done math since like high school. So.
But I'm obsessed with these fighter pilots or the Blue Angels.
Oh, the lady pilots.
That was
are...
what made the date good, was like these women.
Their
were
dry
incredible.
Humor. It's just, they were incredible.
Katie Cook and Alyssa Johnson. They were great, clearly like having a good time. Yeah. Just looking at these women like, oh, you poor little dears who know nothing.
Just throwing out aviation terminology. Suck,
like,
squeeze,
so
bang,
dryly.
And blow.
It's like,
an aviation
is that, did we find
phrase?
Out what that actually
no,
means?
No, they okay. just were like, suck, squeeze, bang, blow, cockpit.
Thrust.
Windmilling is a term as well, which Kelly goes, I think it means having sex 4 times.
Real original joke, Kelly.
Please release me from this hell.
Then yeah, then they do that machine.
That actually
where
you, looked kind of fun.
Yeah.
But wait. Also, like, you might vomit.
Okay.
The turbulence.
Can we
thing.
Just take a moment to address
the flashback?
The dramatic teacup
yes.
ride reenactment?
Yeah. Yes.
Truly.
I feel like I was watching, like, Dateline, do you know? And they're like, and in her
they
past.
Did this for Annalise with her bumper car trauma.
Yes.
They
yes.
love to just, and it makes these women's stories sound so much dumber
so
than they
much
are. Like,
dumber.
I'm sure she's like, you know, I was just like, I last time I, you know, rode around a teacup, I threw up and yeah. it was traumatizing there. And then they like put music to it and she's like, I have never been more traumatized.
I get so motion sickness when I was a kid just twirling around in the teacups. To be honest, me too. Those teacups make me sick too.
I loved the teacups when I was little.
But I'm like, was that stock footage? Or did they literally hire a young actress to then get him a teacup ride
I
and film?
I really hope it's stock
I
footage.
I really hope it's
they went
stock
to
footage.
Disneyland and were like, do you have anything on that? But I felt bad for her. But then they turn it around because she actually, like, does it. But then she goes and pukes. And it reminded me of Nick and Vanessa
right.
in her
yes.
season. When she was, they were up in the sky, right?
Yeah.
What were they doing up there? I don't remember.
It was like
when
an
she pukes, like, in
flight.
His lap.
Yeah.
Look,
it really brings
someone,
you closer. Vomit brings you closer.
If someone still is into you after you vomit, it's a good sign.
I thought that actually was a really good moment for her because she was scared. She overcame her fear. She still threw up. And, like, she got taken care of.
And
it
Peter
was a
felt
sweet
properly bad.
Moment, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of
it
like, if she hadn't done it, I think then it would have been points again. You know, it worked out well for her.
Oh, it would not yeah. have been. It was, she did the right thing, which yeah. was just to do it and then be like, okay, I'm done. Need to throw up.
Yeah.
I guess the teacup was really that traumatizing because
yeah.
she did throw up.
She I
did.
Mean, I think she just gets motion sickness
yeah.
really
But
easily.
She had a good attitude about it. She wasn't, like, whining. She was
no.
just like, I really just don't want to do it.
I mean,
she
understandably,
it,
I also wouldn't want to throw up. It's not fun.
But, like, if you throw up, give that girl the rose. Like, I was just...
True.
We'll get to that in a little bit, but she threw up for you.
I know. She threw up for you. And then the women have to do... flight-related obstacle course, which was very involved. Like, there were a lot of steps to this obstacle course. I'm like, how do you even remember what you have to do?
I was dying with the wind machine.
Oh, my God.
And they're blowing backwards, and one of them's like, my eyelashes.
It was so mean. Like, they're, like, walk into
this
mud this
challenge
and
so
then
much.
Run on, like, a very slick surface towards a giant wind machine. And also, all of them are, like, very small, so they're just blowing away.
The physical comedy
yeah.
was excellent.
It was really
great.
Good.
It was so great. Oh my gosh! And
one
then
of
they
them's
get
like they're like grabbing onto the like weighted things that were holding the surface down.
Yeah,
like, what's trying
the tactic?
I can't yeah. stop laughing now. It's just the visual. It should definitely be a GIF meme, whatever it needs to be.
Oh, I'm sure it already is.
Then
yeah,
they get on the
good.
Tricycle, whatever it was. And Kelly just cheats. She just like tricycles her way straight to the end and doesn't actually do the course.
Tammy is like out here doing all the yeah. twists and turns.
That was a little like Peter should have maybe been like, you have to go back.
Yes, I think it was. Yeah. I think it was on Peter and the people running the obstacle
the lady
course.
The lady
probably
out.
Missed a moment almost that like. They would have recognized that more.
Yeah.
No.
You
well,
know?
She Tammy even
she says
she's
cheated.
Like you're
cheating
in
yeah.
the middle of it and. And she says, Kelly says, I'm not meaning to. Like, I believe that it was just
She probably was just like, I want to get to the end. And she probably
didn't really know where the course was. But I also would have been pissed if I was Tammy.
I would have been pissed. But then again, it's sort of a smart move if it was intentional because, like, it doesn't really matter, right? Like,
no,
how
it's
you
stupid.
Do the obstacle course.
Yeah. I mean,
she had sort of the right mindset, I think.
No, which is why it sucked for Shein and Tammy because they were understandably annoyed. But you can't bring that shit up without sounding. So
I know.
Petty.
Loose.
So you really just like gotta suck it up, and which you know they did bring it up, and it didn't come off that great.
But yeah. Peter definitely wanted Kelly to win, so he was just like,
"That's
whatever."
The thing. It's like ultimately, if Kelly had cheated, and he would have rather gone on the plane ride with Tammy, he would have pointed it out.
And there was a strong Kelly narrative. Like I think we had to have that moment again with them. You
needed
know?
Kelly in the sky.
Yes, Kelly in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they flew off.
They go on a flight. Peter is the pilot.
I didn't know. Oh, my gosh.
The pilot. Yes. I don't know if you've heard. He's a pilot.
It gave me, like, Ben Affleck, Kate Beckinsale, Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, that didn't end too well.
Yeah. Well, as we saw, R. the season gets
Josh
dark.
Hartnett. I was always the Josh Hartnett. I would choose him.
I was always the Jennifer Garner because she plays a nurse in that movie. And that's where Ben Affleck and her actually met. Well, known fact.
Just had to throw in some Jennifer Garner love.
I'm so sorry, listeners of this podcast.
I always think about her, you know, relationship with Scott Foley when they met on the set of Felicity.
Wow.
Deep cut.
Please speak on that later.
Yeah.
Our new podcast.
So Kelly is, like, out here flying, and the other women are all dressed up and waiting for the night portion, and they have time to stew and continue to get angry at Kelly. So when Kelly comes in, I mean, this was just so mean on the part of production. Kelly comes in, everyone's sitting there like, how was your date? Oh, was it good? Yeah?
Yeah, what
did you love cheating, Kelly?
Oh, my God, I'm scared of you, Emma.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, did
Don't
I cheat?
Don't fucking cheat, Cole.
Yeah, but I thought, I mean, she really didn't address it at all. She was like, I don't know what you
She's like, I don't
say.
Even know.
Yeah.
I was sort of, like, not into any of them during this interaction.
I know. Yeah.
Just Victoria P. with her glasses. That's all I could pay attention to. I was like, you are rocking those glasses.
Very good. Very, very good. Peter finally enters. They all pretend to be happy. And Kelly's like, I don't think I'm everyone's favorite right now, which... Yeah. She's observant.
Yeah.
She's a lawyer. She notices things. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she, like she said, she didn't even know if she was going to go on the show. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She is not here to make friends.
She really is not.
Well, come on the pod if you get voted off, Kel.
We'll have any of you.
Please come. Victoria P. in him chat, again, looks fantastic in her glasses, talks about how she's a nurse. I really like her. I like her vibes. They're cute together.
I do, too. I thought they had a good connection.
She gets a kiss. Always a good sign.
A lot of kissing.
A lot of kissing.
Especially for the first episode.
And he waits to kiss Kelly, which I thought was interesting. Like, a lot of them kiss that first interaction, but then they have the counter moment. Right.
This date was all about Kelly. Poor Shein again tries to finally talk to Peter and gets interrupted by Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just tell Peter's just like not that into Shein.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he's going far.
It's a very real friend vibe that I'm getting. And Peter and Kelly are like, wow, we are very close to the lobby where we first met. We should go there. And they do. Yeah.
And then meanwhile, back at the house, we get the first one-on-one date card, which goes to Madison. And it says, I want to show you what forever looks like. And she seems very excited, as I would be, too, if I got the first one-on-one.
And if you get the first one-on-one, you rarely win, although it does happen very occasionally. Mm-hmm. But pretty much always Final Four, at least.
Yeah. Hmm.
So Madison, our girl Madison's going far.
I think so, too.
Okay, though, I got to say... A vow renewal as my first date would be a lot.
Super awkward. So you know what? Like, yeah, Peter gives Kelly the rose. Let's just get right into the one-on-one with Madison. Yeah. It's a vow renewal. It's
of his parents.
Real intense.
They're back.
I know. I was like, his mom's about to
But then he... and now Peter is an ordained minister because
Twist.
He is
Do you have
doing
to be an ordained minister to conduct someone's vow renewal? Is
I think
it like
you could just go online and now take a test.
Yeah, but also, like, is vow renewal a legal thing?
No,
you're,
you
like, already legally married. Yeah. Can't you just be like, you renewed your vows?
That's true.
I thought what they said was very touching. I was like, this is bullshit. And then I was like, oh, I'm crying.
Yeah. they are very sweet.
And seem really in love.
They definitely are really in love.
I really like his family. It was just like, it was a little too much driving home the, like, we must ape our parents' marriage in order to be valid. Like, I only know what love looks like because my parents are not divorced. Yes. It's just a really... And I felt like we had been moving away from that the last few seasons, like, allowing, you know, people to be worthy of love and also, like, not come from these, like, picture-perfect...
Yeah, you can come from a broken home and still be worthy of marriage yourself or love. But yeah, this... It was
just, like, also, like, lots of people have parents who are together, but you are a separate person, so you don't, like... literally need your parents' marriage.
Or going to, like, ordain their vow renewal.
Like, there's just lots... I don't know. It was a little weird. It was a little much. But
I was hammered home in the entire first hour and a half of the
exactly.
show.
It was also very sweet, and I do really like his family.
Yeah.
And
his brother is back.
Oh, thank God.
What is his brother's name?
Hot brother.
Formerly hot brother.
Also... Can we talk about how Peter's mother is just, like, so ready for a daughter-in-law?
She's thirsty.
She's, like, obsessed with Madison. They have one conversation. She's like, I just like you so much. I'm like, she's dating Madison.
I've discovered the facts. His name is Jack Weber.
Okay, please send me all of his information after
Five fast facts. You need to know. I'm sending that over right now.
Oh, his Instagram is Jettin' Jack.
Oh. And suddenly I've lost interest.
Wow.
Is he also a pilot?
His brother.
Is he?
I don't know. Perhaps.
Jettin' Jack.
I think his brother's bachelor status has really benefited him because he has 36,000 followers.
Damn. Okay. He didn't even need to go on the... Well...
Yeah, it's almost like the best of both worlds. He's like, I don't have to, like, ruin myself on reality television, but I could, like, probably still get sponsored by, like, some protein powder.
He is a certified flight instructor. Well, you know, runs in the family.
But, yeah, Madison is just, like, thrilled. She is a good person to bring on this date because this kind of thing could be very awkward.
She was, kept it cool.
She did a really good job of just kind of meeting his family, having fun with them. She
seems
beautiful.
Very young to me.
She's 23.
She's 23.
They're all, if you're not sure how old a woman is, you could just guess 23.
Okay, yeah. 23. Just be like, she's 23. Queen. Yeah.
Yeah, she's 23. Hannah Ann's 23. McKenna's 22. Like,
But she says she feels like she's known him her whole life. They have a good connection. All 23 years of her life.
But it is very sweet, and clearly they're very into each other. They go to this night portion. She's like, we hit it off so well. I felt like your family was home to me already. And her parents have also been married a lot of years, and they choose each other every day. And, like, she wants to marry her dad.
And Peter loves that.
Peter is very turned on by
her basketball dribbling.
Yeah.
Game.
He literally just, she should ask the question, like, how long have your parents been married?
Yeah.
Cool. Top five.
It's my first date question always. And Peter's like, I have seen your heart and I will protect and guard it. Okay.
Oh my God. Throwback.
Casey, call vibes.
I will guard and protect your heart. Wasn't that Ali Fedotowsky?
Yes. Ali Fedotowsky's season, Casey Call gets a guard and protect tattoo. And then he's left, like, on an iceberg or something.
What?
Yes. Either an iceberg, a stranded beach.
I was like, wow, Peter, this is not a good, like, phrase. Association to be making.
Do not use guard and protect your heart on this show. Because I immediately just picked... You remembered his name, which is more than me,
because
but I remembered
his face.
Because
he went on to be on Bachelor Pad, and he dated Vienna. And, like,
and he had that weird voice.
Yeah, it's just, like, not a good association. Yeah, also, it's, like, a weird thing where, like, you don't... She can probably protect her own heart. Like...
Yeah.
But you don't. You just met her.
She good.
She good. Her heart's in her body, not yours.
Oh my gosh. It's a perfect first date, Peter says. It's off to a great start.
It's a fairy tale.
Tennille Arts, who apparently this is her third time on the Bachelor franchise.
And yet she's made so little of an impression.
Yet I still don't know who she is.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
I Googled her. I was like, who's this?
Private concert.
She's a country singer from Saskatchewan.
Canadian.
That is also my other nightmare besides math, having to dance in a private concert.
I thought you were going to say Saskatchewan.
My greater nightmare, though, is the private concert, which is actually a public concert where you have to dance on a tiny platform. Yeah. That's the bigger nightmare.
The worst too, is the fact that his family comes back.
So he's so happy.
So now they have to watch.
Oh, God. Leave him alone.
He's so happy. They're all so happy. Madison's like, Peter's mom, Barbara, my gal. Like, fully on board. Good for them. I think she's doing great. Back at the house.
Final date card arrives.
This is so much in this first episode. This is basically almost the entire second episode in the first episode. Yeah. This group date goes to Lauren, Sydney, Peyton, Natasha, Alexa, Kelsey, McKenna, Alea, Savannah. I hope this isn't awkward, which means
it's gonna be awkward. And you know what? It really is. I love it so much.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm so sorry,
This is when
Nick.
It gets good.
I know we've been talking for so long, but, like, this is really intense.
I ate an entire bowl of Tostitos chips covered in cheese watching this.
Good for you.
I was just enthralled.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thanks. You know, that diet is really starting well in the new year. So group date number two, Hannah B. plans the group date.
Just a good friend of his.
So you walk in, it's like her silhouette, her shadow.
A windmill.
They're like, who could it be? Oh, I wonder who.
And Peter has no idea as well.
No. Well, Peter knows it's her.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what the date's going to be.
Yeah.
And the women are like visibly thrown and upset. They're like, does she like him? Why is she around so much?
And then she does this, like, spoken word poem.
It's very awkward.
Story about the windmill.
Also, like, we already know.
Four times in the windmill.
We know it.
Yeah, we know it.
So then she's like, and you guys are going to tell a sex story on stage, which they've done before.
And then we don't see the rest of the women for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're forgotten.
Maybe we'll get some of that next episode. But the rest of this episode is just about Hannah.
She unravels. You see her with producers, and you could see she's visibly like, crap, I made the wrong choice.
You can also tell that they weren't necessarily sure how it would go because they don't have her like set up in an ITM or anything.
Mm-hmm. No.
They're just kind of, she's visibly upset, and a producer is kind of like filming her, but in bad lighting. And
they didn't give her waterproof mascara.
How was that?
Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. They were not counting on the crying. I loved it.
Over, like, the three-hour Irishman, like, runtime in this premiere, the mascara work from Hannah B.
Incredible.
I said it took over Elsie.
Yeah, it's truly, like,
Laguna. She's
I Want to Forgive You.
Better from the hill. Than Lauren Conrad.
Guys, this really just broke my heart, though.
Me
like,
too.
You could feel their chemistry. Mm-hmm. You definitely, like, of course, part of me is like, you know, Hannah, she knows what she's doing. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She was on The Bachelorette, The Bachelor. She's had, like, a year. She wants to continue
with her little spotlight.
She
kind of did miss her chance by asking Tyler out and not Peter. But I care so much more about this relationship
than any. It seems so genuine.
Like, it is so much, it's so fascinating to watch this conversation because these are two people who know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's the same way that I feel when you like watch those breakup conversations. Like it's the kind of thing that you don't often get to see. So much of The Bachelor is formulaic, and this was really thrilling because it was not formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds Hannah just kind of crying. Again, it doesn't seem like she was prepared to have this conversation with him necessarily. And they go in this weird roundabout thing where she's like, I actually always knew it was going to be you and Jed, but then I was just, like, too in on Jed and couldn't change my mind on. Like, it almost sounded like she was saying, you were my number two, but I just, like, wanted to let you go early
because
I knew it was
going to
be Jed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he seems very shocked by this. And he's like, did you also feel something? And she's like, yeah, after the final rose, which she calls AFR, which is, like, so kind of fun and insidery
Such
and casual.
Lingo.
And he's like, it really hurt me when I was watching with my family and I saw you ask Tyler out. Like, did you ever think about asking me out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that moment, I crumbled.
Oh my God.
And it's fascinating because I think a lot of us who were watching, I remember feeling like, she has so much more chemistry with Peter than any of these other guys.
And at that point, we didn't know if she made a choice or who she was with when she sat with Peter on the couch. But you could see their chemistry. And that's when everyone was like, Hannah's definitely single because of the vibe between them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I almost wonder if they had filmed all of that in one night rather than having, like,
Would she have gone with
Peter instead of Tyler? Would it have been different?
Yeah. I mean,
although clearly they, like, were really grooming Peter for the Bachelor role. It was fascinating.
Because then she said, too, like, Tyler reached out and Peter didn't. So then she assumed he wanted to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, which I also found refreshing, too. To sort of, like, acknowledge that, like, after this, one of them is going to become the Bachelor. You know, it's like they often skirt around that.
And things were very confusing. Like, I'm not saying, like, Hannah is, like, entitled to, you know, Peter's attention now. But I also, I get where she was coming from. I would assume that also she was just, like, in a really weird, fucked up headspace. You know, she thought she was going to be with Jed. She realizes very publicly that this is, like, not right. Everyone is very visibly, like, publicly obsessed with Tyler and Peter.
Yeah.
There's rumors that Peter's going to be Bachelor. So she, like, kind of asks out Tyler. That clearly isn't right. Like,
he starts dating Gigi Hadid.
Like one day.
Worst case scenario.
But you have to remember, too, like, I always think about the fact that, like, you're on the show and you meet these men and you like all of them. Like, by the end, you like all three of them very much. So why not?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's very clear, and I think
But it's sad that she doesn't get that chance to, like, explore something after one ended. So I can see why
she
wants to.
Right, because you can't do that to them. Like, it makes... But it's like in the real world, this just isn't how dating works. So it is very confusing. It's very confusing.
And he's the Bachelor at this point, and she knew he was.
And
she knew
she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Like, they are both under contract at this point.
With ABC.
With ABC. But it's a fascinating thing to watch. It's like...
They didn't really acknowledge Dancing with the Stars, though, right? He's like, just come and join the house. And I want her to be like, but I'm dancing every Monday
she
night.
She, like, half... He sort of offers, but doesn't really... It's very...
He said, I mean, he thought she would come. He's like,
I kind
of
wanted you to come out.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell if he meant the limo. It was I mean, now I'm stumbling over my words, but they were very, very stumbly. But I just I found this to be the most compelling television.
You know, it was sort of reminded me of like a conversation you'd actually have in a relationship. Like,
yes,
of course,
exactly.
I've never been in this specific scenario. just kidding. No. But one of those sort of like late night, you're sort of both at your wit's end and you're trying to communicate something and you're not really confident in saying actually what you feel, but you're trying to get at it.
Yeah.
And then I also was getting sort of flashbacks to like Becca and Ari in that weird house when he broke up with her.
No,
when
exactly.
That like went on forever
exactly.
And he was like chasing her through that house.
Yeah. And she's like, leave me alone.
Yes, but that was so compelling.
But that was so compelling.
Because
it felt
unscripted.
Just
and it was like behind the curtain. You know,
it's
a machine, this show.
And it's when something out of that machine like just pops up and we're just enthralled by it because it's so real.
So
it feels like it's like we're peeking behind their curtain.
And they're really leaning into the fact that this show is essentially year round now because you have these people who are continuing on as social media personalities. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like we're just in this hamster wheel. It never ends. The story continues. And I think traditionally they've put a lot of emphasis on, you know, because usually the former lead is with someone, they're engaged, so they need to really reinforce these people are together and this other person is totally over it. But this is a unique situation because Hannah is single.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really changes what they can do with kind of leaning into the messy reality of that story. It's not been that long.
It
makes sense that there would still be questions or still be a spark there.
Yeah. Because apparently it was her birthday, because he says happy birthday to her. So that would have been like September 24th-ish.
Yes.
So not too long after.
After the final rose was like right around my birthday, which is the last day of July.
Yeah. So not long.
My question, though, is like, is this the ending we wanted for Hannah B? In a sense of like, she was always billed as this really real, different sort of emotions on her sleeve type of bachelorette, which I think endeared her to a lot of viewers, and this is very much in line with that. Like, she's bearing it all. She's crying. She's breaking down. But then a part of me also is like, she ended on such like an empowering high note.
I know.
And then also she goes on to win Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And sort of her whole season was about like taking back some stuff that the Bachelor franchise does wrong and like sort of carving out a new space for herself.
Yeah.
And this almost felt like steps backward. And as much as I do feel the chemistry between her and Peter, I was like, I don't want you to put yourself through going into the house and dealing with all these other women. It just didn't feel like a great end for her.
And she wouldn't. She would not never join the show.
No.
And I agree because I'm sort of two minds of it as well. Part of me is like, I want more than The Bachelor for Hannah. Like, she is so beloved. I really, But on the other hand, I found myself just like, I'm so compelled by this relationship. I want him to end up with no one and just go back to her at the end of this.
But like, here I am feeling bad for Peter because I'm like, you just like effed up his whole, you know what I mean? Like he clearly has feelings for her and now he's going to be confused because he's going to be thinking about Hannah. But now he has all these women that want to date
him. Women are so...
So I feel bad for him too. I feel bad for both of them.
I agree.
It seems like...
And as the audience, it sort of fucks with us because I'm now like, how can I begin to care about these
root
people.
For anybody else.
Because I just want Hannah
and I know it's like they'll get back into it. Hannah will exit. They'll get onto business as usual and I'm sure we'll find some characters that we feel compelled by as well. But like, man, this is just a good narrative and I know this like is probably their closure, but I'm really holding out hope that somehow she comes back.
Maybe like the finale, like they said, we got like Chris has news. Who knows? Maybe
I know.
Hannah
what if
like
the news
flies
is like,
out
she's
to
like,
Australia.
Back
I won Dancing with the Stars.
I have my mirror ball, and I want
ready.
You too.
I'm in Australia.
Yes,
that'd
with
be
the trophy.
So good.
Because let's face it, Peter's mom was very upset, and she's like, "Don't let her go.
Oh
Don't
my
let
God.
Her
Maybe
go.
She's
it
the
could
her
be
that
Hannah.
She needs to bring her back."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any final thoughts? Because we have to wrap this up.
I just can't wait to see the start of the next episode. I need some closure in my life. Like,
no.
I don't know what I'm going to think about for the next week. Hannah B. and Peter.
God. Oh, Peter. This is a great, great, great premiere.
Oh, yeah.
That's
one of the best. One of the
Fantastic
best.
Fantastic premiere. Really interesting. Really dramatic. I am on board, but also I feel like my heart is really... torn up about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did meet some really interesting women that I think will be great TV and potentially hopefully great for Peter. I am a little worried about them front-loading the Hannah B. stuff because it does seem to undercut.
It's like, don't blow your load too early.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Windmill. No. It just
410.
It just seems like we're raising expectations in a way that, I mean, what else did they expect bringing her back twice in this episode, but a way that won't be fulfilling. And then we're going to spend a week with like that fallout with her. And that's time
and
that we could
have
spent.
And then it's going to be like
getting to know the
another
girls.
Group date.
Yeah.
And it sort of falls flat in comparison to this.
Yeah,
so
I don't know how this
we'll
group
see.
Date's going to continue. That's my thing.
Oh my God. Now
continued.
They have to tell all of their weird sex stories
she's like
in front
sobbing.
Of sobbing Hannah B.
Yeah. Peter's going to be like, I need a second.
The audacity.
Oh, the audacity. Well, Cole, thank you so much for joining us. It's a true delight.
Oh, my God.
So, much
so
fun.
Happy to be here. Thank you
Please
both.
Come back.
Just right down the hall.
And now it's time for Feminism Fails. First, we have to address a few consent issues. Savannah blindfolds Peter and kisses him without consent. Tammy cuffs Peter and does a security check and feels him up without consent. I'm just going to give these both like a 4.5, maybe just even tipping on over to a 5.
Yeah, like a little 4.7.
Yeah, like it is not cute to be physical with someone without their consent.
Literally
and
the
it doesn't
first
matter.
Time you meet them. Just,
and it doesn't matter what your gender is.
Just blindfolding somebody and frisking. No, I'm not into it. 4.7, like I said. Also, the women cannot stop referring to themselves as the future Mrs. Weber. You don't have to take his last name. It's just that's not the way the world works anymore. And if you want to, go for it. But, like, you're not always going to be the future Mrs. Weber or Mrs. Weber. You could still be yourself.
Oh, wait, Lee, you're married. Do you still have a personal identity?
I do. You know what? I do. And it's surprising.
Wow.
But it's unbelievable, right?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to give that a 2.
Yeah. Not the worst, but not great.
Not the best.
And then finally, just the show's general repeated hammering home that your parents' or grandparents' marriage is some sort of moral determination of your own worth and readiness for marriage. We're going to give that one a 4. It's just a frustrating trope that we see on this show a lot, and it felt like we were making some progress, and this was a few steps
Yeah, it was amped
backward.
Up this season. And
Didn't love it. And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our wonderful guest, Cole Delbick, and of course, our producers, Nick Offenberg and Sarah Patterson.
Please subscribe to Here to Make Friends wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a moment of Peter's season recaps, and give us a 5-star rating and review.
You can also give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Here to Make Friends Pod.
And you can follow us individually on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Lee Blickley and at Lee BZ.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose.
We'll be back next week for episode 2 of The Bachelor.